Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am the host this evening, so let us begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, oh Father, we come to you on this Sunday. Lord Father, just to thank you once again, Father, to bless us this evening, to be able to fellowship on the prayer line and to worship you, Father. Oh, Father, we come to thank you. We come to praise you and just to welcome everyone to the prayer line. Heavenly Father, I lift up my brothers and sisters to you, Lord, and I'm asking that you bless each and every one according to your word. Oh, Father, we come to thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for your son, Yeshua, which called Christ Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word that you have given to us. You said that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, Father, let this word be in our heart that it may teach us, lead and guide us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, Father, for all that you've done for us. Oh, Father, your Sabbath, Father, for keeping your Sabbath, Lord, for making your Sabbath holy and bringing your people into worship and to give you praise and honor by being obedient to you, Father. Oh, Father, you know the heart of your children. Father, you know my heart. I'm asking that you help me, Lord, to keep thy word. Because, Father, as I read about Jeroboam, Lord, Father, he disobeyed you. So, Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that we reach for the stars because the Bible says that we are to be obedient. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Lord, help us not always talk about sacrifice, but obedience is the standard that we should raise up high. Oh, Father, thank you right now. In your son, Yeshua's name, we do pray. Amen. I'm asking you to allow them to share and to speak and give you all honor and glory. Thank you, Father, in the name of your son, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming on the line. I will open the line now that my sisters and brothers may share. And also, I'm going to read from 1 Kings. Chapter 12, I will be reading about Jeroboam. I'm going to read from the prophecy, and I'm also going to read from the Bible. I'm going to read from the Bible first because the Bible is the basic instruction before leaving this earth. So I'm going to open the line for my sister. I know who it is, so I will open your line because I know that your praises, that your blessing, and that your prayer will go up on high. So I will open your line right now, and the number is 518-650. Your line is open. Amen.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. My faith look up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my feelings were. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, changeless, be a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me tread, spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. And I'm going to read Psalms 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. My faith look up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, O God, take all my sins away. O let me never stray from thee aside. Father, you are our God forever and ever, and you will be our guide even unto death. Into your hand I put everything this evening, dear God. You know me. I'm asking you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God. Anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Heavenly Father, create in me clean heart. Renew right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Into your hand I put myself. Lord, never leave me, never forsake me. Always be near me to hear me when I cry. Lord Jesus, as I come on this prayer line this evening, O God, I put each and every one on this prayer line, along with all of us and our families, into your hand, O God. I am asking you to take full control of us, anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, creating us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, Heavenly Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord Jesus, you are worthy, O God, to be praised from the uprising of the sun unto the going down. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. Wherever we are, you are dear with us. Help us never to be found wanting, O God. Supply our needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, help us to walk with you, to talk with you, to tell you all our sorrows and our cares, and to leave all our burden at the foot of the cross, O God, because you will take care of us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer this evening, O God, and let not our prayer come up to you void, but let it come to you as sweet incense, O God, and your Holy Spirit come down and bless your people. Father, I put everything that is going to go set on this prayer line this evening, and each and every one that take part, and those that are listening in the background, O God, I put each and every one into your hand, dear God. You know our need. You know our situation. You know everything about us, O God. We are asking you for cleansing, for purging, for sanctification, O God. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Make us into what you want us to be. Send your Holy Spirit to encamp round about us. Beat back all darkness, O God, and let your light shine so that our eyes can see you shining to us. Lord, I put the health store into your hand, O God, Brother Yudi with him, with the health store, along with his family. I'm asking you, O God, to send your holy angel to find people for that health store, O God, and find someone to give a helping hand, dear God. I put the school into your hand, Heavenly Father. I'm asking you to provide teachers, provide funds, and provide every necessity, O God. Take full control of everything, Lord. You know everything about your children. Lord, we are calling upon you, O God, and you are not going to let us to be found wanting. You are going to supply our needs according to your riches in glory. Continue to bless us, O God. Continue to light, let your light shine through us so that others can see you shining through us. Father Jesus, hear our cry, O God, and let not our word come to you void, but let everything come to you as sweet incense, Heavenly Father. Whatever we do, let we do it to your name, honor, and glory. Whatever we say, let we say sweet words, seasoned with salt, O God, so that others can see everything we do as a light shining. Father, bless each and every family again, O God. Heal the sick, Father. Feed the hungry, O God, and clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. O God, each day we need you more and more, O God, and help us to draw closer and closer to you with an outstretched arm, looking to you, depending on you, O God, walking with you daily. Lord, so many things are happening, O God, so rapidly. Everything is happening all over, not one place, Jesus. It is all over the world in diverse places. Heavenly Father, your coming is near. Help us to ready, stay ready, waiting to hail you as our God. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, O God. And whatever I fail of asking, your Lord, fail not to grant it unto me. Be with all our families all over, wherever they are. Touch them, heal them, sanctify them, cleanse them, mold them and fashion them into your likeness, and make each and every one be what you want us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. I pray and I give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for your prayers and for all the blessing that you have lifted up, brothers and sisters, on this prayer line. We thank our Father for his people coming to share with one another. Excuse me, brother. Sister Brother Yudi is trying to get in touch with me. Give me just a second. Sister Barnaby, just keep sharing a prayer. Keep sharing a prayer for me. Let me answer Brother Yudi.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name, O God. I come before you again, Lord. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer, oh God. It's not my mother, it's not my sister, it's not my brother, it's not my father. It's not my friend, but it's me again, God. You know my need. Supply it, oh God. I'm asking you to touch me. Heal me, oh God. And if there's any sickness in my body, rebuke it, remove it, and destroy it, oh God. And let my body be healthy to serve you, to praise you, to magnify you, God, to exalt you, to lift you up, and to give you thanks. Lord, be with each and every mother, every father, every child, all over the world, oh God. Lord, the reopening of school will soon be on. And all those children who are going to their new university and their new school, oh God, I put them into your hand, oh God. I'm asking you to build an edge around them. And I'm asking you to rebuke and to remove and to destroy this disease that is plaguing your people, oh God. Many are so fearful. Many don't know where to turn, what to do, but, oh God, into your hand, I put everything this evening. You is an answering God. You is a hearing God. You is a miraculous God. You never turn your back on your people. Lord, you're the greatest healer. You're the sympathizing Jesus. And there's nothing you cannot do. Lord, continue to rule. Continue to take over. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. For Christ's sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister, for the continuing prayer. And I just text Brother Udy. I think he's calling me back that he may speak tonight because Brother Akeem won't be on. But nevertheless, we're going to move forward. And we thank Sister Barnaby, such a powerful and a blessing mother on this prayer line. We are grateful to have our mothers on this prayer line. So thank you once again, Sister Barnaby. And I just want to, I'm waiting on my brothers and sisters to share.
Say that. If we don't have any speaker tonight, you let me go on. I will go and pray. I will keep on praying if you don't have a speaker.
Okay. But yes, and I'll let you know later, okay? I sure will let you know. Thank you once again. Brothers and sisters, you see what God has placed on this prayer line. Such humble and helpful mothers that offer prayers for all of us. And you know, by the grace of our Father, He have placed her sister Powell on this prayer line to lift us up. And what a blessing it is. So I'm grateful to be one that's on this prayer line that they lift up. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. So thank you again, my sister. So we're going to continue, and we're going to ask the brothers and sisters, if you want to share, you can share. But I want to share this story about Jeroboam. And the reason why Jeroboam, I'm not going to read it all. I'm trying to jump from place to place, but I'm just going to start with this part. I'm going to read the scripture first because the Bible says it's the basic instruction before leaving earth. So we're going to read 1 Kings chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 28. And it said, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves. But let me give you a little bit more. Let me go back and give you a little bit more about Jeroboam. Okay, that is okay. What he did. Let me give you a little bit more about what he did. Let me go a little bit further up. Well, this is it. This is it. It said, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and he set thee one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of a high place and made priests and the lowest of the people, which were not of the son of the Levites. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered up on the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high, he placed in Bethel of the high places which he had made. So he offered up on the altar which he made in Bethel the 15th day of the eighth month, even the month in which he devised of his own heart and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he up on the altar of burnt incense. Now, I'm going to read from Prophets and Kings how Spirit of Prophecy broke it down. And it says, I'm going to read part of it. It said, placed on the throne by the 10 tribe of Israel who had rebelled against the house of David, Jeroboam, the former servant of Solomon, was in a position to bring about wise reform in both civil and religious affairs. Under the rulership of Solomon, he had shown attitude and sound judgment and knowledge he had gained during years of faithful service fitted him to rule with discretion. Both Jeroboam failed to make God his trust. Okay, there he go. So I'm going to read here. It says, in arranging this, transferred Jeroboam's thought to appeal to the imagination of Israel by setting before them some visible representation of symbolizing the presence of the invisible God. Accordingly, he caused to be made two calves of gold, and these were placed within a shrine at the appointed center of worship. In this effort to represent the deity, Jeroboam violated the plain commands of Jehovah. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 5. And to continue on to know how Jeroboam was disobedient to God, he followed in his own ways, and he did things that only a priest was supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to offer no sacrifice, and he was not supposed to do nothing of a kind, because the Bible tells us, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. He made two golden calves, and he was disobedient to God. And the Bible says, God loved obedience rather than sacrifice. So I just wanted to share this. I have more reading. I know I'm not going to be able to read it all, but I want to read some parts in here to just show that how Jeroboam, he was told what to do, but he followed his own will, just like Solomon was told to follow the Father's commandment, and Solomon disobeyed. But I learned that Solomon repented. So we're going to continue to read, and these things are an example how we should learn and follow the Lord. So I will open the line for our brothers and sisters as they press 1. Amen. There's no one press 1 yet. We are waiting on our brothers and sisters. You can press 1. Sister Bonnaby, I'm sorry, I'm going to close your line. Yes, brothers and sisters, well, I can continue to read. It's a beautiful story, but yet we learn these things about being disobedient. So I'm going to continue till I see my brothers and sister press 1. It says, so strong was Jeroboam's desire to keep the 10 tribes away from Jerusalem that he lost sight of the fundamental weakness of his plan. He failed to take into consideration the great perils of which he was exposing the Israelites by setting before them the idolatrous symbols of deity with which their ancestor had been so familiar during the centuries of Egypt bondage. So you see, Jeroboam had set a golden calf before God's people. And now the Bible says Jeroboam's recent residing should have taught him the folly of placing before the people such heathen representation. But his set purpose of introducing the northern tribe to discontinue their annual visit to the holy city led him to adopt the most imprudent of the measures. Imprudent means not caring for God's people. Prudent means he cares. He cares about what happened in the future. But imprudent means he didn't care about what was going on. He didn't have no consideration. It said, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. This is what it's saying. He urged, behold the God, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. 1 Kings 12:28. Thus, they were invited to bow down before the golden image and adopt strange forms of worship. Brothers and sisters, how is this gonna fit with coming times, persecution, setting up an image to the beast? How are these things gonna happen in the future for us? You see, we ought to be learning from these examples, because this will happen. And I'm gonna continue. The king tried to persuade the Levites, some who were living within his realm, to serve as priests in the newly erected shrine at Bethel and Dan, but in this effort he met with failure. He was therefore compelled to elevate to the priesthood men from the lowest of the people. That's in verse 31. Alarmed over the prospect, many of the faithful, including a great number of the Levites, fled to Jerusalem where they might worship in harmony with the divine requirements. So brothers and sisters, as Jeroboam continually, the Bible says his heart was set to do these things, and the people did not recognize that their father had been teaching them, you know, he'd been teaching them ever since they left Egypt. And then here they come. Year after year, they're going to follow another man. Oh, be careful. Be careful, my sister. It says, Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month and the 15th day. I read that already. I'm going to skip that if you heard it. But I'm going to read this paragraph. It says, the king behold defiance of God, and thus setting aside divinely appointed institution was not allowed to pass unrebuked, even while he was officiating and burning incense during the dedication of the strange altar he set up at Bethel. There appeared before him a man of God from the kingdom of Judah, sent to denounce him from presuming to introduce new form of worship. The prophet cried against the altar and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and unto thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee. The men of bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ash that are upon it shall be poured out. Immediately the altar was rent, and the ash poured out from the altar, according to the signs which the man of God has given by the word of the Lord. 1 Kings 13:2-5. He said, "Oh, seeing this, Jeroboam was filled with the spirit of defiance against God and attempt to restrain the one who had delivered the message." Oh, brothers and sisters, can we see how these things going to take place in the future? It says, "In wrath, he put forth his hand from the altar and cried out, laid hold on him, his impetus met with swift rebuke, the hand outstretched against the messenger of Jehovah." Turn the page. "Suddenly became powerless and withdrew and withered, and could not be withdrawn. Terror stricken, the king appealed to the prophet to intercede with God in his behalf. Entreated, now the face of the Lord thy God, he pleaded, and pray for me that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again." 4:6. And it says, "Vain had been Jeroboam's effort in vest with solemnity, with solemnity, the dedication of strange altar, respect for which would have led to disrespect for worship of Jehovah in the temple of Jerusalem by the message of the prophet. The king of Israel shall have been led to repent and to renounce his wicked purpose, which were turned the people away from the true worship of God." Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop there for now and allow my brothers and sisters to press one, and you can share what we are reading about. Amen. I will open your line. Amen. 518-744. Your line is open. Give me your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Hey, thank you, Sister Leola. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and praising the Lord for another day. Wow, how our weather has changed. We had hot weather for a while. Now it's like 62 degrees and raining. It's actually a little bit cool, especially for the first day of August. Usually we have very hot weather, and we can see that even the earth is groaning to be free of this burden of sin that has been placed upon it, you know, by sin. And thank you, sister, for reading that story. That was a very, very interesting story with lots of lessons in that. You know, I have heard that story many times, but I didn't did not pay as close attention to that as when you were reading. And wow, what a number of things we can learn from that, especially for our time. But I was listening, sister, and talked about, you know, even when Jeroboam was rebelling, God was trying to bring him back. He was lovingly trying to lead him back to, you know, being a faithful leader. And as we know, Jeroboam was not a faithful leader, but, you know, God did not give up on him. He continued to try to bring him back so that he can lead the people in the path of righteousness rather than instead of into idolatry, which, as we know, that's what happened, is that people sunk deeper and deeper into idolatry, and finally they were taken captive and, you know, disbanded. The northern kingdom of Israel was no more, and Judah lasted a while longer, but not. They were taken away also. And wow, what a lesson for all of us as we think about our day, sister. You know, so many things are going on. We had a meeting at the Willie Miller home at the Willie Miller farm this weekend. It's the annual Willie Miller Day for the New York conference, and so I was had the pleasure of attending that yesterday, and it was a blessed time. I was just thinking back of our Advent Light camp meetings there. Oh, what a wonderful time we had there. And I wish that we could be there again. Maybe someday, maybe not. Maybe it'll be heaven before we see everybody again. But you know what? God is faithful, and he will take us through if we are faithful to him. And I got to see, actually, I got to talk to Ashley today. It was her birthday. She is 37 years old this year. Hard to believe that your kids can be that old. But she is doing well. She just was able to get a house today. First time she has had a place to live on her own in, you know, quite some time. So I just want to keep praying for Ashley that she will continue to do well, but also that spiritual things will become important to her again. Right now, spiritual things are not in the front of her, in the front of her eyes. Her attention is drawn away by so many other things. But you know what? God is good. He brought her out of addiction and so many bad things. She nearly died many times. And so he is faithful. He will continue to keep her. I know that. So please keep praying for her. And pray for all my family, brothers and sisters. I was praying this morning for my brothers and sisters as I was doing my devotions. And just I heard Sister Barnaby praying earlier. Oh, what a blessing just to hear another pray for you. You know, it just gives us faith and strength to continue on even when things don't, you know, are not going our way. So I just wanted to say thank you to Sister Barnaby and all the folks in the prayer line for continuing those prayers. They are very, very important. And we have to pray for each other. Otherwise, we could be in that group that is overcome at the end, and we don't want to be overcome. We have come this far, and we want to stay faithful. And I just spoke for the prayer line. Grateful for Sister Leola and all the people that host, make you know, this prayer line possible. So thank you, Sister. I just wanted to offer up a prayer, Sister, for my brothers and sisters at this moment, if we could just bow our heads and we get to a good spot here. Okay. Dear Lord, we're just lifting up our prayers again to you. We heard Sister Barnaby here just a few minutes ago, lifting up her heart to you, Lord, and praying for each person on the prayer line, praying for herself, praying for her family, praying for our family, Lord. And Father, as we take a moment to come before you, we just ask that you would forgive our sins, Lord. Cleanse us. Keep us from sin. Keep us from yielding to temptation. We just ask that your Holy Spirit would fill our hearts, Lord. Do not take the Holy Spirit from us, as David prayed, Lord. We need that. Without your Spirit, Lord, we would be nothing. We'd be servants of the enemy, and Lord, our desire is to be your servant only, to use your power to defeat that enemy, Lord. He is strong, he is mighty, and Lord, you are stronger, you are mighty. So, Lord, we put ourselves in your hands. We place our family in your hands, Lord. I just place Ashley in your hands, Lord, after she had heal her, continue to heal her heart, Lord, that she would come back to you, acknowledge you, and make you Lord of her life, Lord. And each one of my children, each one of my grandchildren, Lord, each one of our family members, oh Lord, on this prayer line. Sister Leola, her son Jarvis, Lord, we lift him up. He has had some very rough experiences also, Lord, and so we just do pray for him and his salvation, his family, his son, his daughter, Lord, and his family, Father, each one of the family members represented on the prayer line, Lord, of all the different listeners. We want to lift them up to you and ask that you would bless them, Lord, that you would lead them, that you would guide them, that you would keep them. You know, Lord, Brother Udy, Sister Melissa, and their young children, Lord, we just lift them up and their store out there in Arkansas, Lord. We do pray for them and for his continued for your continued blessing to be upon them, Lord, for help, for guidance, for wisdom for them, Lord, for each one of the folks out there in Arkansas, Brother Bernard and his family, Lord, and all the folks that are have been a help to Brother Yudi. Just pray for them, Lord, and I just want to lift up my Brother Akeem. I see him posting things on Facebook at times, Lord, and I'm just grateful for his teaching that he has brought to us so often, Lord. I just want to lift him up and his family, Lord. Guide and bless him and all that he is doing, Lord. And Father, each one of the folks that speak here on the prayer line, Brother Yudi, we have many other people coming and speaking to us, so we just do lift them up to you, Lord. Give them the double portion of your spirit, Lord. Lord, I pray that on that last day that each one of us would be faithful, so that when we reach those gates of heaven, when we reach that sea of glass, Lord, that we can look and see each other, and we'll all be able to throw our crowns at your feet together, Lord, and praise you for bringing us there. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Pray that you would continue blessing this prayer line. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening the line.
Thank you, Brother Rick. You got to excuse my weather radio that came on, and I'm not in place to get it. But thank you, Brother Rick, for offering the prayer. And we just continue to lift up Ashley and your family, because we know that we are brothers and sisters, and we are to lift one another up and to Amen. Remember that everyone needs prayers, and that's every day,
yes.
Because we know how the enemy is always, he don't sleep, so we got to keep one another in prayer. So thank you once again, Brother Ray, for the prayers, and you know, we will lift you up again in prayer. So we just praise God, and we see how the brothers and sisters, faith are coming on the line, and that's a blessing also. So we just a prayer line that God is working with and helping us, because we got to trust him, because he is able.
Amen.
And we're going to just continue to lift. And Sister Bonnie had lift up the school. She lift up
yes.
everyone. So that is the prayer. That's what this prayer line is all about. So thank you for coming in, joining in, Brother Rick, supporting the prayer line, for coming on and sharing. May God continue to be with you and your family. Amen. So thank you once again.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, as like Brother Rick was saying, Jeroboam might be a story that people don't read often, but as we read this, we see how he was disobedient, and the Lord, he gave him a chance. He allowed us
yes.
time, and as he allowed us the time to repent, yes, we got a couple of others. Let me just go to the others, and they can share also. Thank you once again, Brother Rick, and you have a blessed evening as we all wait and listen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm open the next line, which is 985-232. Your line is open. Be patient, brothers and sisters. I see the next person has pressed one also. 95, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. And thanks for another day. Just want to thank him for all he has done for us. So I'm just trying to get my phone right now. Nothing want to act right now. Trying to get my scripture. I just want to, just trying to, that was trying to get in the way, but I'm trying to get my prayer. together here.
If you need me to come back to you, that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, Sister Leola, I always have something backed up.
Amen. Go ahead.
I have one backed up. Okay. Okay. Let everyone so be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The power that be ordained of God. That's Romans 13:1. Amen. I want to thank God for blessing me, giving me peace and peace from pain, resting good, and being able to just, you know, sleep at night and just moving around and everything. I just thank God because, it's been a miracle because I had started to, started the Y exercising, and look like things just falling in place. So I just thank God for that because, it's been critical. That COVID left some serious damage behind when to sit and stay in the house. So I just pray to the Lord. We just pray to the Lord that we don't have no setback no more because it's just gonna be too hard for me. I was almost in a wheelchair because I had to stay in the house so much. I just pray to God I don't have to stay in the house some more this time because I've suffered with too many joint and muscle problems, so I can't just stay in the house. I have to move around and so that I can get, you know, some relief. So I just thank God for all this help I have with all this situation. And I just want to ask for prayer for my family, all the sick, all the workers due to this other pandemic, because the United States is in critical condition and got worse. So we're just gonna continue praying for the United States, the young people, where they can be obedient and mask up and stop gathering so crowds, so they can be obedient to wear a mask and get yourself together. So we just continue praying for the youth, the young, the teenagers, the youth, and pray for all the ones in the facilities that are, and the nurses that are helping them. Because my daughter said about nine people died at one time. She worked in a hospital. And she said she just tired of everybody just dropping dead. But it's just continue praying for the COVID and the disease. And we just keep everybody in prayer, all the workers and all the sick, and Advent Light and just Four Corners, and thank God for us being in the land of the living today, and pray for each one of us. Amen.
Amen. Brother John?
That'll be it. Brother John, not in. No.
Okay. Okay, and I want to share something with you just right quick, Sister Brenda. Did you Were you on the prayer line Sabbath evening listening to what Brother Udi said? Although I was lying, but it a Sabbath evening. Brother Udi talked about COVID and a lot of things to help you with the COVID. Is those things what we need to keep about immune? It just won't help by you just saying I'm taking all these pills. You got to eat nutrition. There's a lot of things you got to take in by eating light, you know, because there's so much stuff that's toxin to your body. And he talked about if you didn't hear it all, just remember to ask me, and I can help you with some of these things. And I'm just going to say this. Brothers and sisters, know when we share with the youth, with the young children, by them being disobedient, you know, how can God's hand stretch out to disobedient? We are reading right now by Jeroboam. God telling us that what we should do. And even when I share with the youth, with even with my niece, when I share with them, how many of them listening? It just has to, God just has to bring a sore hand upon people today. Because people won't take heed. They got a prayer line. We have shared and told them to get on the prayer line to learn some things. And people won't do it. So, you know, when you come on the prayer line and you talk about how many dying, and, you know, our heart go out and we pray. But the Bible says, how can we keep praying for somebody that wants to be disobedient? You know, yes, we pray for people, but people got to start want to accept what the Lord is giving them. So I just want to share that with you. So when you see them, when you see the young people, tell them about what the Lord loves. Tell them about God's word. Share that with them. Give them a piece of literature, and I'll give you some more literature. So Brother John is not sharing with us tonight. He's not sharing, so
he's not in.
So, okay then. Okay, well, we thank you for sharing. And I know the concern and the love you have for the neighbors, but the thing is, when we read the Bible is very clear to us. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. If you think my sacrifice is worth anything to God, it's worth nothing. But he says obedience. I have to obey him. That's what he's asking us to do, you know. So, and that's what I was saying. You know, first, when we learn how to keep God's Sabbath, keep his Sabbath, that's obedient to his Sabbath. So by God's grace, we're going to lift it up in prayer. And may God continue to strengthen you and to help you. I'm talking about to those that, Ray, please bring that, excuse me, brothers and sisters, the weather is bad. Hold on. Oh, my. Okay, I think he got it. Sorry, brothers and sisters. The wind is so terrible out there. That's what the radio was about. But, yes, so Brenda, Sister Brenda, I'm going to let you go. We just had some bad weather coming through, but Brother Ray got it. So thank you, Sister Brenda, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Amen? Yes, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you. Oh, just a second. I did the wrong thing. Okay, 518. 985, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, good evening, my dear beloved. Good evening, my dear beloved sister and brother and Advent Light. Give God the praise. God is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell from upstate New York, also have a bad weather. I went to sleep, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm here. I was supposed to travel. I did not make it, and I am here. I went to sleep. The body was so tired, and when I looked, got up, and look at the time. I said, oh, it's time for me to join. So I joined. I listened to the just a little part of the reading with Jerry Bohm that Sister Leola was reading. I don't know if it's Jerry Bohm. I said 1 Kings 13 or 1 Kings 12, but it states that, you know, because of disobedience, right? And I heard Sister Leola spoke about disobedience. King of Israel and Judah, prophet dies for disobedience. And we know that, you know, God have given us the commandment for us to follow his law, his rule, his command for us to be obedient and to look upon him. And as just as old Jerry Bohm and Rehoboam did, you know, they did good for themselves, but they did not do good for the people. They never listened to the people they mourned, right? So this nation was divided. And so far, dear Lord, we saw what happened to them, right? A king, if the king is faithful or a prophet is faithful, it wouldn't state that a prophet dies for disobedience. So, brothers and sisters, we know that even in those days, right, when people rule, right, in a nation and they just rule for themselves and people suffer, there will be revolt, right? There will be crisis all around. And when it crisis around, that is where you find the trouble. So, brothers and sisters, let us be watch and pray. Let us really read this scripture for ourselves and really put it in practice. Because if we are disobedient to God's rule, his law, his command, and not following his will, we will be just like how these kings die. And, you know, and we will see their outfit. But we thank God because even in the story here of 2 Kings 13, where we see how God had used, right, and our young people, let us continue to lift up our young people because we saw that there was a young man, Josh, right, and he was young and what he has done in Judah and pick up the pathway, and he did good in the sight of God. So all these story, brothers and sisters. You know, I just heard a little part of Sister Leola, so I didn't really go deep, but, you know, I remember a little about the story, and this story is telling us that, you know, we have to, as children of God, as the remnant people, as God representative, as God ambassador, as God's servant, and as we are for the second coming of Christ, we have to be like Christ, brothers and sisters. And there is things that we have to do, right? No one can do it for us. Sister Leola cannot do it for Sister Powell, and Sister Powell cannot do it for Sister Leola. We pray for one another, but we have to make the change. We have to ask the Lord to guide and to lead us in all things so that we will be able, as we have seen what is happening in the world, crisis and crisis all over, revolt and revolt all over. We see destruction. We in Matthew 25, we see wars. We see diseases plaguing. Even yesterday, my dear brothers and sisters, the enemy was just trying, right, his best, you know, and he's still trying, and I know he is working. And he's working with the people of God. And there was a report from my granddaughter who came in that she wanted to go into the emergency room. And she was bad with, you know, and my granddaughter and four children came down with the COVID. And brothers and sisters, when she called me, I was over the line. And when she called me and she said, Grandma, I could hardly hear from her. Hear what you were saying. And my call down, we summon Jesus Christ on this on the prayer line, and brothers and sisters, the chat and chew line, and we call. I know I got called from our line here, but I could not, you know, I could not step over. And the saints and brethren pray, my sister. And in the midst of the prayer, after the prayer was over, it wasn't too long, my granddaughter called me clear up and telling me that they discharged her. And I said, it's just the power of Jesus Christ. who have worked that miracle in a short time. So, brothers and sisters, God is still working miracles. Let us be faithful to God. Let us trust him. Let us believe that he is able to do all things. And that is my praise report and my report, even though I did not go to the function for my granddaughter get away to college. Lord, I pray that God give them a good day, and actually the day actually soon end, and ask the Lord for his protection and his care. And we said every disappointment is for a good. I got a good rest, my dear brothers and sisters. So continue to pray for this family and pray for me. Yes, amen. Pray God. Thank you, Sister Leo.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for that praise report. I tell you, oh, God is so good. He's good. I'm telling you. And as we were speaking earlier to Sister Brenda, she was telling me how many people was dying of COVID. And now you're saying how many people just come down with COVID. Oh, my goodness. It's in big numbers now. It's not one, two, every other person. Now that many people. Oh, mercy. But let us, yes, we got to pray. We're going to continue to pray and give testimony, because Brother Hakeem is not going to be on tonight, but we can continue to give testimony. So be patient, brothers and sisters. Your line will be open, and you can press 1, and I can open your line. But I just want to read this. You know, this is such a powerful message here about Jeroboam, and as Sister Powell was saying, and I wanted to tell Brother Rick, I forgot earlier, Brother Rick said his daughter had made another year this year. I don't know how old she is. I forgot to tell him, but we're going to lift her up. God done blessed her. Even in all the trials she had, Sister Powell, we've been praying for her. The Lord allow her to make another birthday today. So that is a blessing. She has made another year. So praise God. So, but let us read this, Sister Powell, just what you were saying. It says, and this will continue in Prophecy in Kings. It says, the Lord seeks to save, not to destroy. He delights in the rescue of sinners. As I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And he says, by warning and entreating, he calls the wayward to cease from their evil doing and to turn to him and live. He gives his chosen messengers a holy boldness that those who hear may fear and be brought to repentance. How firmly the man of God rebuked the king. And this firmness was essential. In no other way could the existing evil had been rebuked. The Lord gave his servant boldness that an abiding impression might be made on those who heard. You see, Sister Brenda, what I'm saying? You see, it is those who hear, they have to accept God's word, and they have to repent. That's what God is saying. You know, let me tell you something, Sister Brenda, even though I have made 60, the Lord is saying, you know, he has given me time to repent. Today, nobody have time, because the Bible says no day is promised. Sister Powell, you can testify. The Bible said nothing, no time is promised to nobody. So if the people don't repent from their sins and accept and believe in God today, you can die, drop dead the next minute or second, and had not repent, your destination, you are sealed. And I forget what the word to use, but your probation is done. You can't ask God for forgiveness after you're dead. You can't repent after you're dead. The way you died, if you died in a club, if you died in sin, whatever that sin, that's the way you're going to wake up, brothers and sisters. in that same sin. So we have to, oh, Lord Father, oh, Sister Powell, offer a prayer, oh, mercy. This is, sisters and brothers, COVID is taking people out quickly. So if, and like Sister Brenda said, they still out there partying. They out there doing things that they ought not to be doing. They should be seeking him, getting to know Christ. So, Sister Powell, can you offer a prayer, please? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Okay, offer a prayer. Brother Rick, call for Sister Ashley. Sister Brenda calling for prayers for her daughter, her son, Brother Jarvis. Mm-hmm. So many, Sister Powell, these people out there with that COVID, and they're not considering their life. Of,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sister Powell. Your granddaughter,
okay.
And the friends. Amen. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Remember, Brother Eli,
yes.
He's waiting to come on. And amen.
Okay. All right. Let us pray. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, evil man, enemies and my foes came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in him will I be confident. Kind and loving, righteous Father, we thank you for your words of encouragement to us. We want to thank you for your love that you have extended to us. We want to thank you for your protection, your care, your loving kindness, your tender mercies that you have given unto your children. We want to thank you for this, that we can come before you, Lord, on this prayer line to lift up our voice up unto hills for whence cometh our help, because we know our help cometh from you, the Almighty. We want to thank you, dear Father, for the privilege of prayer. Lord, not bringing you down to us, but bringing us up to you. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters who can come, Lord, night after night to request with their prayer requests on behalf of their family members, church family, friends, neighbor, community, government, Lord, and all the things and crisis that is happening in this world. We want to thank you for them. We want to thank you for your words that you have encouraged us, Lord Jesus, as we read your prophet there in old days, Lord, what they have done. And we have saw all these things that is happening now with even the prophet ministers, Lord. They are doing their own thing, Lord Jesus, to suit themselves and to lift up themselves and instead of praising you, Lord. Because when we look off for appearance, that was what, even before the first appearance, Lord, in heaven with Lucifer and you, we saw what jealousy caused,
yes.
Lord Jesus, and trying to be over your head, Lord, who you are, the King of Kings. And because of that, dear Lord, we saw his beauty, and Lord, he tries to persuade his other angel, Lord. And we saw what happened. Mm-hmm. One third of the angel is down here, walking to and fro, up and down to destroy your people, Lord. Minute and hour, your people, your young people, your older people, your ancient people in old age, dear Lord, who should be looking forward, dear Father, to spread your gospel. They are doing something that is wrong in the sight of you. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the history that you have given us in the world. We thank you for your command that you have given unto us. But we thank you for that blessed assurance that you have given us, dear Lord Jesus Christ, who you have sent in this world to demonstrate and for us to follow his example. On the cross, Lord, we saw him. We saw him when he went up into the mount to pray. Lord, we saw him when he was alone. We saw him on the ship, in the ship. We saw him sleeping and all the things that he has done, Lord, because you were there by his side to help him and to guide him and to lead him, Lord. So we are asking you tonight,
for your leading, your guidance, and your protection toward each and every one of us. You know us, Lord. This is our dear sister Brenda, dear Lord, as she presents to you today, dear brother, our dear beloved brother John. We saw what you have done in the life of those two individuals, and dear Lord, they are faithful to you, serving you, despite of the ache and the pain, and despite of what is happening in the body. Lord Jesus, they decide to restore, transform, and reform in this reformation, Lord Jesus, so that they will be able to live a healthy life, Lord Jesus, and to give you the praise. So we ask you, dear Lord, to allow them, dear Lord, that they will continue day by day, minute and by minute, Lord, to follow your health law, so that they will be able, dear God, to testify the goodness of you. So we place them in your hand, both Brother John, carrying the gospel message, what he knows, the truth. And you said, beloved, I love to when my people are in the truth, Lord. So the truth of the message for us to carry out, Lord, we give you the praise that you have been using Brother John and Sister Brenda in the field to do their work, or as one servant, Lord Jesus, and disciple. Lord, bless her daughter, dear Lord, at the work, the nursing field. We know what is happening in the hospital. Lord, the devil plagued this disease. But, dear God, we know you are stronger than what the devil is doing, because we saw that you, and you demonstrate your healing power, Lord, touch and to just allow diseases to be cured by those people who were suffering for 30 years, suffer for 12 years, suffer for long life, long years, Lord, and you heal them without a medication or a vaccination. So, Lord, we know you can do all things. So we place all the sick to you. Lord, you have demonstrated your healing power yesterday on behalf of Tina, dear Lord, in the hospital, come down with COVID. And as our dear sister said, it is not coming by one now. It is coming by three, four, five, like it come like a bullet, Lord. You know, just taking people. But, dear Lord, help, Lord Jesus, that we turn our eyes upon you, because you warn us that these things will be happening all over the place. But help us not to be afraid, but help us to trust you and believe and make ourselves right with you every day, every minute, dear Lord, that whatsoever come down upon the body, and you decided, dear Father, that it is not healing touch, Lord. And if you even put your children to sleep, allow that one day soon when you said it is done, Lord, that when we rise, we will rise with you. As our sister said, if we rise with you, going down there with a joyful heart, a pure mind, a heart that is converted, Lord, a heart that is fixed upon you, we know we will rise up, Lord, with that purity, and that righteousness will cover us. So we want to give you thanks and praise. Now I lift up Sister Leola to you. Continue to pour your blessings, Lord, upon her there as she do the ministry out there in the field, Lord, carrying the tracks and the books there to the corners of Louisiana, dear, where she goes in Whole Foods, Walmart, and all these stores around, dear Lord, and shun the light and sharing your book, especially the Ten Commandments, Lord, on the car back, that people are looking on it and love it, dear Father, and bringing an opening. In open conversation with my dear sister, Lord, we ask you, that is aggressive evangelism. We ask you, Lord, to allow the light to shine so that those people will come to you. Father, we just want to thank you. You show us a way in which we can evangelize to tell people of your second coming, because you gave us the message to carry out. So we want to give you thanks. Now, to pray, dear beloved children, Jarvis and Nicole, continue to pour your blessings upon them. Jarvis, Lord, he is out there, dear Lord, but he decided to change his life, Lord, by showing love and, dear Father, and talking about you. So, Lord, help him, dear Lord, that he will recover and come back into the society that you call young men to be strong like little Josh, Lord, so that he can be leader in his community and draw his young ones to you. We lift up our grandchildren, Amari, Lord, at college. Continue to bless and continue to keep her. And also Shala and Jarvis Young Jr., we ask you to pour your blessings upon them, and also their mother. We lift up the sisters, Mary, and the other sisters and brother at this time, dear Father, to you. There are so many with Sister Leola family. We lift them up to you. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear Elder Rick, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon Brother Rick. I know that Brother Rick's passion, dear Father, is to present the word, the message to this dying world, to his people in Kingsbury, Lord. And we thank you that they can meet, Lord. And, Father, we remember the good time that we have, Lord, with the light, Advent light convocation, Lord, both at church there. We remember the good time we have with weddings at the church. We remember the good time, dear Father, where we meet, Lord, and study the word, dear Father. And we know that Brother Rick, Lord, is a man of God, willing and ready to serve you, dear Father. And his passion is for his children, the community that they are living in, the school, Lord Jesus, where his daughter was teaching. And those precious jewels, Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. And also, as we was praying for the teacher, we hope that everything work out to bring glory to you. And also the school to grow, dear Father, that these children will get the light that they can go out, dear Father, and represent you. And all the members, them, dear Lord, we ask you to pour your blessing. And you see the outreach program out there in the community, despite of all things, Lord, allow those individuals that they may know that the Sabbath is the Sabbath and they will accept the Sabbath, Lord, and started to worship the Sabbath. So we place them in your care. Lord, we lift up our dear brother Eli, young brother Eli. I was moved yesterday when I heard Brother Eli's testimony that he came on. He is advertising Advent Light Prayer Line and all the line there. And he have been telling and sharing to others how you have done for him. You lose his tongue, that when you came on this line, he couldn't speak. And now he is speaking, he telling the people what God have done for him. And now God have entered into his life and allow him to grow daily in you and encouraging Jahari, Javel, Jamal, Ishma, and Daniel, and Miss Passiana, and the house manager, dear Father, and all the others, because Brother Eli have a list. He's praying for his mother, June. Continue to pour your blessings upon her and keep her and guide her and protect her, dear Father God, as a woman, dear Lord. You are working for you, studying your word, and with a son who love her dearly, Lord, always present her to you. So, Father, we place her in your hand. Now, dear Lord, we place Sister Stephanie in your hand. Lord, I know it was a hard time day for her. She was expecting to see her mother come down, Lord, to help her, Lord, and to be around, the Lord, the granddaughter, Lord, and the others, but dear Father, it did not work the way it should. Father, we know it's disappointment, but you said all disappointment work for good to them that love you. So, Lord, as I pray throughout the day and ask you, Lord, to give them a good day without rain, and so that they, Lord, will able, Lord, to present you in everything they do on your protection. So, Lord, I am asking you, Lord, to continue to bless. I ask you, as we lift up Sister Carla to you, Lord, continue to bless her in the medical missionary work, Lord, as her desire and passion is to love and to care, take care of older people, Lord Jesus, and older folk. Lord, help her, Lord, give her the strength she needs and encourage her, dear, to be continue to be faithful. Also, Sister Payne, who is around her, dear Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. We lift up the Richardson family, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, as she pray for Cindy, Lord, and her grandchildren, dear Father, and her son, her mother, her sister, dear Lord. We ask you to bless each one, dear Father, as they do their work in Tennessee, dear Lord. Lord, help them. Give them the strength they need, Lord, Brother Elder Wilson. Lord, also strengthen them in the study of the great controversy. We have finished that, and also the end of time that they are studying, Lord, the latter rain, Lord Jesus, and the things that crisis that is coming upon the world. So, dear Father, pour out your blessings upon them. We also lift up to you, dear Father, Sister Lynn. Lord, continue to bless her. You are the great physician. You are the healer, sympathizing Jesus, and there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. And tonight, dear Lord, as we heard, that Elder Akin won't be coming, Lord, so we're going to lift up our brothers and sisters in prayer, Lord, and ask you, Lord, you see their needs because all of us need of you, Lord, so we lift up our dear Sister Barnaby, Lord, a great resource on this, resources on this line, who come, Lord, to share, to pray, to sing, opening songs and scripture passage, and to pray for every one of us on this line and the leadership of the church and the community. Lord, her own children and her grandchildren, Lord, she lift up to you, Father. Continue to pour your blessing. Allow her to be a light shining in the community, a light shining at her workplace, that there our co-worker will see Christ and Christ alone. Lord, we know that the medical missionary is work is the right arm to the gospel. We want to lift up Sister Barnaby, Sister Consinelli, Lord, with her resources when she God came on this line night after night. She present the health tip, Lord Jesus, and we know what the health tip, Lord, 8 laws of health and also natural remedy that you have given unto us in 1 John 1:29 and also 3 John, Lord, that you want us to be healthy and be in good health, and also the herbs that you have given unto us. She lifts them up, and also when we are in aches and pain, the natural remedy that we should take. Lord, you have done so much things on this line, Lord. We just want to give you praises tonight. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear brother Yudi and Sister Millicent, Brother Bernard, and Brother Caleb and Sister Elizabeth. Lord, with that health tour in Arkansas, Lord, we heard the good news, Lord, and good news is always good. Father, and you ever wake up, Lord, or your people so that your people will look upon your health message and to pray for the information that they can come and change, that their life can be changed and they will become a new people. Pour your blessings upon it, Lord. He cries out for help. Lord, send help, Lord, that he will be able, dear God, to accomplish what you want them to accomplish, Lord, by carrying out the three angel message, the medical missionary, the right arm of the gospel to the people in the community. You call for health store. You call for food factory. You also call for sanitarium. Lord Jesus, at this time, that is what you are calling out for. Every corner, every nation, of every nation that we go, or every places, that is your work you want your people to perform. So, Lord, we know we can't do it alone, so we are asking you, Lord, and the knowledge that you have given unto your people and this remnant people, Lord, allow us to use it, not to build up our own self, but to build up your work and build up your people so that they will become a faithful servant for you. Lord, there are so many names, Lord. I know them. You know them, our dear brother O'Neill, who is crying out in the wilderness like John, carrying out the message out there in the city. Lord, as you call for us to get out of the city and go into the country, Lord, we are depending upon you. You are God, and you are able, and a lot want to come out of the city. But circumstitution, they cannot. But, dear Father, you tell Abram, move to a land, our land of promise. And he was obedient to go. So help us, Lord, that we will be obedient. Bless Brother O'Neill's children, his sisters and his brothers, and the community that he's working with. Lord, we also lift up our young people. There were so much young people on this line. Oh, Lester, dear Father, Lester and all the others, you know them, dear Lord. They used to come on. They used to present message, gospel message. They used to man the line. Jensini and Nehomi from Rose, from Florida, and all those individuals, dear Father. Lord, Miss Lady from Pennsylvania, we lift them up to you, Lord. They used to come on the line. but all of us are the Moody's family. Lord, we lift the Morgan family. We lift them up to you now. Now, dear Lord, we also lift up Sister Tamiko. Lord, continue to bless that young woman. Father God, the work that you have been using, Father, the work that you have been using with her, she is ministering unto the people. She is inviting people. She's sharing the gospel to others. She has been loving and kind with tender-hearted, Lord, to others. She has compassion, love, as she pray for her son, Taiwan. She pray for Tony. She pray for Denny. She pray for Kehisha. She pray for Miriam, Elizabeth, and also Rochelle,
yes,
her grandchildren, yes, Lord. And I know she lifts up every name, Lord, on this prayer list, dear Father. You know every name, Lord. We lift up Sister,
yes,
Katie,
Lord,
Lord, in Virginia tonight, dear Lord. Continue to pour your blessing upon Sister Katie. We listen to the hour with those two precious babies, Lord, what you have done for them. So we leave them in your care. And even our situation with the land, Lord, I know it's under control. You are in charge. And Dominic, we place him in your care. Lord, we also, dear Father, to you. You know every other name. Father, they are there, our young people, our pastors, our elders, our deacons, our church, dear Lord. We lift them up to you. But you told us, dear God, the church is going to run in the wilderness, Lord, and help us, Lord, that we will see the need. Pray for each one of us, Lord, not to judge each other, but not to be mindful, Lord, that we are better than each other, but help us, Lord Jesus, that we will show love, that love that you have shown to us by sending Jesus Christ on this cross to die for us and to save us. So this moment, Lord, we are asking you, let us extend your character and your character is character of righteousness in Christ and faith to you. So, Lord, we all want to have your character. Bless us, Lord. And if there is any name I miss out, Lord, you know everyone, dear Father. And I praise all those on the internet, dear Lord. We ask you for strength, strengthen them and help them that they may make a decision. Now, dear Lord, Sister Moody in Tennessee, continue to bless and continue to keep her. I leave all these prayer, Lord Jesus, to you, who you are in the most holy sanctuary, doing the last administration work up there, Lord, blotting out our sin. Please, Lord, do not blot,
yes,
out our name.
Yes, Lord.
Allow our name to be, please, in that book of life forever, that when you come and you close and say, it is done, Lord Jesus, we all cover, we all sealed with the Holy Spirit. Bless us and keep us, Lord. Brother Akin James, I place him in the hand. Akin Bert, I place in your hand. And all those other speakers, dear Lord, that used to join Advent Light and speak. Christopher Hudson, I place them in your care and their minister. You know, and all the others, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer tonight, Lord. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Oh, thank you, Father. Now, brothers and sisters, as Sister Powell have lifted up all of us, we are so grateful and thankful to our Father that our mothers can lift up us all to him. So we're going to continue and we're going to open the line for Brother Eli. But first, I want to read this about the last few things about Jeroboam. And it says, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and thou hast not kept the commandments which the Lord thy God commanded thee, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy father. And I'm going to read this last little part. With Jeroboam is trouble. It says, towards the close of trouble, reign of 22 years, Jeroboam met with a disastrous defeat in the war with Abijah, the successor of Rehoboam. It says, neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. So, brothers and sisters, you know, we have to know that when the Lord said do something, oh, mercy, we must ask the Lord, I'm here, Lord. You know, lead me, help me, and give me the strength to do it. Because when the Lord says something, he mean it. So he give Jeroboam a chance to repent of his sins. But you know what? He didn't. So think about it. Every time you, before you do a sin, think, the Lord have given me this opportunity. Because the Bible says, once we sin, you know, we have did the act. We already are guilty. When we think of it, we're guilty. And when we already done did the act, oh, we, you know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So by God's grace, and I'm talking about myself, brothers and sisters, that we have to remember what the word says. When he says, keep my, he say, remember the Sabbath day to keep my commandments. And when he says that we should have no other gods before me, you know, all these Ten Commandments represent God's character. So by God's grace, we are. And I just want to read this last part, and I will open up the next line. If I'm reading from Psalm 90, I'm reading prophecy, Psalm 90.8. It says, we must see our lives as God does, to dwell upon the beauty of goodness, mercy, and love of Jesus is strengthened to the mental and moral power. And while the mind is kept trained to do the works obedient children, you will habitually inquire, is this the way of the Lord? Will Jesus be pleased to have me do this? Will this course be to please myself or to please Jesus? Then will every soul remember the words of the Lord? Thou hast my secret sin and the light of thy countenance. Many need to make the decided change in the tenor of their thoughts and action. If they would please Jesus, we can solemnly see our sin in the grievous light that God can. Many have habituated themselves to pursue a course of sin, and their heart hardened under the influence of the power of Satan, and their thoughts under the influence of the power. Let me make sure. And their thoughts are brought into captivity to his evil influence. But when in the strength and grace of God, they place their mind against the temptations of Satan, their mind are made clear, their heart and conscience by bringing influence by the Spirit of God is made sensitive. And then sin appear as it is, exceedingly sinful. Then is the time when secret sin are set in the light of their countenance. They confess their sin to God and repent of them and become ashamed of sin. He casts them from the light of his countenance behind his back. So we are to constantly be in prayer about our, see, my sins, because these things would actually harden our heart if we don't just say, Lord, forgive me and turn from these sins, brothers and sisters. Now we're going to open the line, and we are opening the line for, give the computer just a sec. Amen. We open the next line for 857-505. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my group. Hello, Sister Miola.
Would like to share, you can press 1.
Oh, Lord.
Because
Sister
we would
Miola.
End it at 8 o'clock, and we will end it with a prayer. And Sister Barnaby asked, Sister Barnaby had so
Lord.
Many, she would offer another prayer. So I would ask her to offer the last prayer.
Hello, Sister Miola. Yes, I am. I'm there, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters. Sister Miola.
Hold on a second. Brother Eli, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm there, Sister Miola. I'm here by the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Sister Miola, I'm going to do a special prayer at this moment because our dear sister needs a special prayer at this moment. Let us pray, Sister Miola. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we praise your name because, God, you're wonderful, God. You're awesome, God. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. How excellent is your name, God. We want to live for Sister Miola, God, who is host. In the prayer line, God. We ask God to strengthen Sister Miola, God. We ask God to give Sister Miola the strength, God. Give Sister Miola the power, God. Give her deliverance, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, Lord. God, we want to lift up Taiwan to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, we ask God to touch Taiwan's heart, God. We ask God to come heal him, Lord. God, we ask God to go touch Taiwan, Lord. God, you're awesome for Taiwan, Lord. God, Taiwan say, God, we ask God, we want to lift up Taiwan's mother to you, too, God. We ask God to come bless Taiwan's mother, God. We ask God to give her the strength, God. We ask God to touch her, God, behind her back, God. Touch her, God, behind, touch her in her knees, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Darity, God. God, we want to live for Sister Darity's daughter, God. We ask God to come bless Sister Darity's daughter, God. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, that she was doing her ministry, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Darity's daughter, God. We ask God to strengthen her daughter. We ask God to touch her daughter, God. Touch her daughter. God, on her back, God. Touch her daughter, God, inside her knees, God. God, we want to live for Taiwan, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Tamiko's son, Lord. Taiwan, God. We want to live for Tony to you, God. We ask God to come deliver them, God. We ask God, allow them to stay in prayer, Lord. God, you are good for them, God. You are faithful to them, God. God, you are worthy to be praised, God. We want to lift them up to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them. We ask God to give them deliverance. We ask God to give them the power, God. Give them the victory, Lord. God, we ask God to touch their heart, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Power, God. God, we want to live for Sister Power's daughter, God. Granddaughter, God. We ask God allow Sister Power's granddaughter too, Lord, to stay in prayer, God. We ask God allow Sister Power's daughter, God, to stay in prayer, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Power's granddaughter, God. God, we ask God, do not make Sister Power's daughter, granddaughter, do not be afraid. We ask God, allow Sister Power, God, to encourage her daughter and say, my granddaughter, you do not have to be afraid. You have to stay in prayer. Stay in prayer in the name of the Lord. Pray in your heart. God will touch you. God will deliver you. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. We ask God to touch her, Lord. Touch her, God. We ask God to touch her at this moment, God. God, we ask God to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Miola's daughter, God. We want to live for Sister Miola's son, too, God. God, we want to live for Sister Payne, God. We want to live for Sister Destinelli, Lord. God, come bless Sister Payne, God. Watch over Sister Payne, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Payne, God. Watch over Sister Payne, God. Watch over her, God. Deliver her, God. God, come deliver everyone, God. Everyone needs you, Father. We need you, Lord. Allow us to be obedient, God. Allow us to be faithful, Lord. We ask God to come bless us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, come bless us, Lord. God, bless everyone, God. Bless Sister Miola. Bless everybody, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Sister
Amen.
Miola, let me share my testimony in my prayer request. To my testimony today, I like to I like to thank God, Sister Miola. If I wasn't here today, Sister Miola, I like to thank God for His love, His mercy. He is good. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. He is awesome, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I would like to thank for Sister Power was praying with that powerful, 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 powerful prayer. I am so blessed, Sister Miola, when Sister Power was praying that powerful prayer. I say, God, come bless Sister Power. I say, God, come bless Sister Power's granddaughter. I say, Jesus, just make Sister Power's granddaughter stay in prayer. Sister Power, do not be discouraged, my dear sister. My dear sister, Sister Power, just tell your granddaughter to pray. Tell your granddaughter to read the scripture. Tell your granddaughter to stay in prayer because God is able, Sister Power. No matter what your granddaughter is going through, the Lord will deliver them. Sister Tamiko on the prayer line. Sister Tamiko, tell your son, Taiwan, stay in prayer because the Lord is able. God is able. God is a merciful. God is awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Pray for my mom, Rose. Live on my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, pray for my mom. Pray for me. My mom's name is Rose. Live at Rose in prayer. My mom's name is Rose. Sister Miola, tell Sister Power my mom's name is Rose, R-O-S-E, Rose. Lift up Rose in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, don't forget to tell Sister Tamiko to lift up my mom. Lift me up in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari. Lift up Brother Jihari in prayer, Sister Miola, because Sister Miola, I know you used to talk to him, Sister Miola, and tell him, John something, and you tell him that you should not be discouraged. Sister Miola, tell everyone on the prayer line, on the prayer line, you already encouraged Brother Jari to. Yes. And Sister Miola, yes. Don't forget to tell Sister Tamiko to read Psalms 24. Can she do a special prayer? I don't know, can Sister Tamiko do a special prayer for Brother Javel? I don't know, can you open her line, Sister Miola? I don't know, can she read Psalms 24? Tell her to read Psalms 24 with her strong voice because God is good. God is merciful. God is good, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, just tell Sister Tamiko to read Psalms 24. Tell Sister Tamiko to read Psalms 24 with her strong voice.
Amen,
with her
Brother
strong
Eli.
Voice. With all her heart. Tell her to read Psalms 24, my dear Sister Tamiko, on the prayer line. Read Psalms 24, my dear sister. Hallelujah.
Amen, Brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and giving God that praise and that thanks and just giving him the glory. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. And we're going to ask if there's anyone else would like to share. Anyone else will want to share? Your line could be open. You have time if you like to share, if you want a prayer. Anyone else? Praise God. We're going to open the line for Sister Sister Tamiko. We're going to allow Sister Tamiko to give us a song. Sister Tamiko, you don't mind me open your line. We're going to ask that if you can give us a blessing this evening. And then we're going to ask Sister Barnaby. She's going to offer the last prayer for Sister Power have lifted up many prayers and it's more prayer, more power, and that you can continue to pray and just lift up the prayer line in the family. Amen. So let us open up Sister Tamika's line and she can offer a song. Sister Tamika, this is
272. I believe it's Sister Tamika.
Hi, how you doing, Sister Leola? Tamika,
right?
Yes, Tamika,
yes.
You did. God bless you,
okay.
Sister Leola. God bless you. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm so glad to be on the line. This is Tamika from Pennsylvania in Wilkes-Barre. So I just wanted to share with all of my dear brothers and sisters a beautiful song, Jesus Loves Me. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and wholly thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I do have the scripture for Brother Eli. Amen. I know he wanted me to read Psalms 24. So I will read that for dear Brother Eli. I appreciate his beautiful prayers and praising the Lord. What a powerful prayer. He prayed for my son, Taiwan. I'm so grateful because he was in an accident. So I asked Brother Eli to pray for him. So I'm so grateful of his prayer. Thank you again, Brother Eli, for your prayers for my son and for my family and my son, Tony. I'm so grateful. Thank you, my brother. Love you always and forever and more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Psalms 24, say a little prayer. Father God, I come before you in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for another precious day of life, Father God. Thank you for bringing us together on the Adventist prayer line, dear Lord, and helping us all to fellowship together as brothers and sisters here. Please give me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, and please let the Holy Spirit be my teacher and my guide as I read on. Psalms 24, 1 through 10. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters, who made ascent into the hill of the Lord, or who made stand in his holy place. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, Selah. Lift your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty? The Lord mighty in battle? Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you once again, Tamika. And may God bless. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the song. And yes, my brothers and sisters, Jesus loves us. Amen. So we're going to go and we're going to open the line for Sister for closing out prayer. Amen. For Sister Bonnity, I will open your line, Sister Bonnity. Yes, I have your number, 518-650. Your line is open, Sister Bonnity. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I think you on. Hold on. 518-650, Sister Bonnity.
Hello.
Your line is open.
Hello.
Amen. 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 You're on.
Yes. What
you
a friend we have.
Can give us in prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Almighty God and everlasting Father, creator of heaven, creator of earth, creator of this vast universe. Lord, we just want to thank you for this prayer line again, oh God, as we come to give you thanks for what you have done for us from we have started on the line since evening until now. Lord, we put ourselves into your hand, O God. As we are going to leave the line, we ask you to send your guardian angel to encamp round about us. Father, I put my children into your hand, dear God. My son called me from Jamaica not too long. I put him into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to be the edge around him and to open doors for him and provide for him, oh God, and help him to realize and to know that now he's a big man and he have to stand on his own because things are getting worse and worse every day and nobody know what tomorrow holds. All we know that we have to trust in you and depend on you, oh God, and whatever the situation is, each man stand on their own. Lord, open doors for my daughter with her children in Jamaica too, Lord. And provide for them, Lord. And help them to lift their head to you and to look to you, God, and to depend on you and to call on you. Because nobody knows what tomorrow holds. Only you alone know. And because you know what tomorrow holds, all we have to do is put our trust in you, dear God. Because whatever the situation is, you will take full control of us. Bless each and every one of us on the line as we depart and we are going to our bed. We are asking you to send your holy angel in our home to touch us and to heal us, oh God, and help us not to take our mind off you, but to keep our mind stayed on you because you is the only keep and you is the only solution to each and every one of us' problem, and you will guide us and protect us and keep us from all the things that is going on in this life. Father, continue to bless us and to guide us and to control our mind and help us to be living each day as if our last day. Take full control of us, O God, and as we go with us. Control our mind, control our thoughts, control each and every one of us and open doors for us and provide for us. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, oh God. In Jesus' holy name I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Sister Bonnity, once again. And sisters and brothers, I just want to share with you that we have study on Monday. I'm so sorry. I always want to mention this. Hold on. I do have this number. I'm sorry. I don't have the number for the end time event. I will have that number for you next time. I'm sorry. I don't have it, but I'm going to have that number for you next time. Is they have end time event on Monday night at the same time. If you desire to call in, just you can call Sister Carla, Sister Powell, or myself. I will get the number for you,
And my number is 225-337-4737, 225-337-4737. And that's the end time event on Monday night. So thank you for joining us tonight, brothers and sisters. May God bless you, and you have a good sleep, a good rest night. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.